now for the 6th annual One Club Tournament at theticket.com. $99 for golfing, a cart, breakfast, lunch, and a t-shirt. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Trulux, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bloop. We're just getting rolling down here in Surprise today. A wonderful day down here. The field is being watered at the moment.
You realize, and the infield, too. Mm-hmm.
This is the only day out of spring training, the entire spring training, that there is not one game here.
Really?
The only day.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
I'll be darned.
I'll be damned.
Well.
What a baseball brain trust you are.
Who?
Snake.
Me?
Snake.
I got all of me. I want all the answers.
We got a lot of stuff to get to here today. And one thing we're going to get up and running about 4 o'clock is the auctioning off of ownership of Subway Team Hardline in the D&M Charity Challenge on I-7, which is next Monday at the American Airlines Center. We're going to start the auction at 4 o'clock. It will be done on the one ball line. So get your bids ready.
Go tell your boss that he needs to spend some money on this.
Right.
We need rich people, very rich people.
And at 4 o'clock, we will tell you what's in this for you.
Rich people are people willing to go in debt.
Right.
Doesn't matter to us, because all the money's going to charity anyway.
But first, you know, we've been going on road trips for some 10 years, just about, ever since the little ticket got up and running. And there has always been one constant, and that is that you can count on food unit chaos popping up somewhere along the line. And I think on this trip, it popped up today.
Usually it's toward the end of a road trip. But boy, we just got it out of the way quick today.
Yes, we did. Now really, when you think about it, on recent road trips, there really hasn't been that much. Has there?
No, I can't think of a bad meal we had in Houston for the Super Bowl. You know, last year when we were here,
mm-hmm.
when we were at a different location,
right?
Everybody pretty much ate on their own.
Right.
And then when we did eat together, we went to that awesome Italian food place.
Right.
And we went to P.F. Chang's one night.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a bad meal here last year. I like to eat. But boy, did we make up for lost time for lunch today.
Yes, we have chalked up our first one today.
And this isn't a loss. Because you judge everything on wins and losses. When you go into a place, you either win or you lose. And this right here was a rout.
This was defeat of a very high magnitude.
This was OU and A&M this year.
So here we are, driving down Bell Road.
Which is the equivalent, think Beltline.
Yeah, just think Beltline. Apparently, Bell Road goes just about from one end of the northern part of Phoenix to the other.
I think it goes from Mexico to Utah.
So here we are, driving down it.
It's equivalent of going from Beltline from 75 to 35, wouldn't you say?
At least.
Yeah, something like that. Here we are, driving down it. There are all manner of food places. And, you know, we put ourselves on a very tight timetable today. And we have adhered to that timetable.
But we had enough time that we could go in somewhere to a restaurant, sit down, and have a nice lunch before we had to come do the show.
Right.
We had enough time.
We planned it that way.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're driving by all these places. And, you know, as we're driving, somebody will see something, throw it out there.
And we never stop there, no matter what.
Right.
Hey, there's a good place.
Suggestions, too.
Hey,
there's a good place right there.
Hey, there's a nice on the border. Why don't we go there?
You know what? It was the Dale Earnhardt salute that got us in this trouble.
No.
We were going to on the border, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
We could have very easily turned around and made it to on the border. Don't blame this on
my
desire.
No, I'm not blaming it on you.
There is no question.
No. Don't blame this on my desire to fire off the Dale Earnhardt salute.
Listen, we're waiting to take a left.
He couldn't even get it out.
We're waiting to take a left into on the border. We're on Bell Road. And we're taking a left into the shopping center where there's a pickup truck in front of us, and it's some girl, and she's got an Earnhardt number 3 sticker on the back.
And whenever I see a car with a number 3 sticker on it, I always give him the Dale Earnhardt salute.
Right. So he tells Grego, hey, she's right in front of us, and she's making the same left turn as we are. So somehow Reiner wants Grego to catch her so he can pull up beside her and give the 3 salute. And I thought he was joking.
And she was pulling into... I knew he wasn't. And she was pulling into like a...
I thought you did know. I didn't think there was any way you were going to actually do it.
I usually do what you tell me to do, Ron. You told me to get in front of her, and that's what I was going to do. And so then she was turning into like a Target, Walmart, Office Max, all that stuff.
So we called it off.
Well, no, he follows her.
Grego starts following her through the maze of a parking lot.
He followed her for a while, but there was no way we could get around her and get next to her, so we called it off.
So instead of turning around to the left side and going in the back of On the Border, you get back on the road.
This is very one bullet theory.
Hang on. You get back on the road, and on the way back to On the Border, since we're on the main road, we can look across the street.
That's when you spotted...
Kyoto Bowl. So I go, hey.
Because one of the places we were looking for a Chinese buffet place.
Right.
We were looking for a Chinese restaurant. The Chinese buffet is so dodgy. It's so hit or miss.
We were going to send you in to scout ahead.
Right, you have to scout the Chinese buffet. You
Ching Chang Ha So.
What, Greg?
I don't know.
Ching Chang Ha So.
But Corby spots
Kyoto Bowl.
So I said, and I quote, hey, there's a Kyoto Bowl over there.
Then you compared it.
No!
He said it's like the dog bowl.
No, he didn't!
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Mike said that.
Mike goes, oh, Kyoto Bowl. Let's go over there and get a dog bowl.
No, you go, is that like dog bowl? I go, well, it's like a healthy, ricey bowl.
Bowl, that's exactly right.
I never said dog bowl.
You never did.
So Reiner goes,
let's go.
Well, you implied that it was like the greatness of the Genghis Grill.
No, I just suggested. Mike did.
And Danny goes,
I didn't hear none of
Mike
that.
Suggested that it was,
I didn't hear
it
him.
Was
I
like
heard
the Genghis
Corby.
Grill, and Corby didn't disagree.
Well, I was asking the question. I didn't know.
Uh-huh. I've never been to Kyoto Bowl.
I heard all Corby.
I just knew that it was.
I heard all Corby, too.
I just knew that it would come in a
fact,
bowl.
In fact, I don't remember saying anything all through that.
It would come in a bowl. There would be rice or noodles, and there would be shrimp and vegetables. That's all I wanted. That's all I really wanted. So, we agree to go there.
And you know what? Before we got out of the car, I predicted failure.
Well, there was no one in there.
I predicted failure.
The reason for that, apparently.
And failure is what we were met
and,
with.
And setting the line on it when we walked in, we were minus 15.
And have you seen...
Yeah, we were minus 15 and we got beat by 40.
And right.
And have you seen two grown men between the ages of 40 and 60 act like
the
such 13-year-olds in your entire life?
You guys are babies.
I didn't act bad. I didn't act bad at all.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, hang on. We'll get to you in a second. But the whole time I'm trying to order, I've got Reiner standing behind me singing the chorus to Give It to Me, Lance. While I'm trying to order, he's back there going, ooh, so I finally just gave up and got out of line and waited until he was done before I ordered.
You're so rude to people
and
at restaurants.
Rude?
I am not.
What has somebody got to do to get a napkin around here?
I don't believe it was like that.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Because you were the last one to get your meal.
Well, you know what? They deserve being rude, too.
Excuse me, Matt,
because
please
they
have a napkin.
Oh, my God.
They deserve that if they keep the napkin. Napkins should not be behind the counter. They should be where you can get as many. If you want 100 napkins, you ought to be able to get 100.
I understand that, and I don't disagree, but is it any excuse to be rude?
Yeah.
I wasn't rude.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Here's what you said.
Excuse me, may I have a napkin? Is rude?
What a liar.
He was so pissed
because
he was the last one to get his food, and he's looking up there going, J.C., give me the food. Saying, Jesus Christ.
He was saying the Christ.
Give me my food. And then finally you get your food, and you're sitting over there like a 100-year-old guy pulling shrimp tails off.
Oh, that's another thing. Who serves shrimp with the tails on it?
I don't know, but they did.
It wasn't that big of an inconvenience.
The food was good.
The food was terrible.
I liked it.
It was
awful.
You know what? If I don't eat all my food, it is bad. And I was hungry. I'm still hungry. And I couldn't even eat
all it
much.
was rice, shrimp, broccoli, and teriyaki sauce.
That's right. Now, you may think that can't be screwed up, but you know what? They managed
it. And not only that, you roll in there, and they give it to you in cardboard boxes, basically. They serve it to you in a shoebox, styrofoam bowls with plastic knives and paper cups.
What is wrong with plastic forks and knives?
I don't do that.
Paper cups?
That's a paper cup.
So you've never drank every single restaurant.
All right, a paper cup is one thing, but I got water in a Dixie cup.
You know what? I like to go to a restaurant and sit down, and I like to have real, you know, metal silverware. I like to have real plates where your food doesn't taste like styrofoam, and I like to have glass.
Go, oh, get. He flipped out for like 2 seconds. That's it! And the poor people at the counter are staring at us.
Oh,
you know?
My God. They made such a scene. They Reiner, were so rude and loud and obnoxious. And we were
what's the guy got to do to get a napkin around here? And the girl goes, well, ask. Well, that's what I'm doing. Give me a napkin.
And it was nothing like
that. It was exactly like that. Who are
like
you going to believe?
Who are you going to believe?
Not
us.
You.
They're going to believe us.
They'll believe us.
Oh, come on.
So, as the date ends, when we're all about to leave, we all clean up our tables because it's like a fast food restaurant where you pick up your stuff, you empty your tray and put it in the wastebasket, and you leave. Well, Grego, the bully, just leaves his bowl, his cup, his tray, and everything. We're like, Grego, you going to pick up your tray? No, it's not my job.
It's not.
Screaming it.
You know what?
Screaming it.
You know
not
what?
My job.
I paid for my food. I'm not cleaning it up.
That's right. When I go into a restaurant and I pay, then I'm paying for service, and I'm paying for somebody to bust my table. I don't do that. You know what? They can drop the price, and I'll bust my own table.
The prices are dropped, Greg. It's a fast food place. It's cheap. You bust your own table to keep the prices down.
I don't
like at a McDonald's or an Arby's, you don't pick up your tray and put it in the garbage.
No.
Ever?
No.
Why?
It's not my job. They pay people to go bust those tables. I mean, why don't they just give me a rag and I'll go ahead and clean up and the broom and I'll sweep for them? I don't bust my own table. That's why I go to a restaurant, because I don't want to do that. If I wanted to bust my own table, I'd fix me something at home and I'd bust my own table at home. That's not my job.
So once you guys are all out the door, I was the last one to bust, and I see Grego's stuff just sitting there, and these girls that were working there had just been beaten to hell by these guys. So I went ahead and I picked up
Greg.
They
had a very poor attitude about
their
job.
They did. Oh, they very did. They didn't want to be there. They wanted to be out somewhere tanning or something.
So I go ahead and bust Grego's table and put his bowl in the trash and his cup. And that girl looks over me and she goes, thank you so much. And I was like, I know. I'm so sorry. They were so sweet.
I don't care.
So nice. And you guys were just causing a ruckus.
Well, then you know what? Then serve better food. Serve it in containers that aren't made out of plastic and paper and styrofoam, and drop the prices.
I think we actually have some hidden audio from... Do we have this, Donnie?
Hey. What? There's a place called Kyoto Bowl over there. It's one of those bowls.
Doggone place?
Healthy, good food, yeah.
Let's go there.
Okay.
What do you know?
Hey, anybody could have disagreed.
You're blaming me.
Yes, I'm blaming
you.
Yes, I'm blaming you.
Tell you what, I heard of several obvious edits in that piece.
Let's hear it again.
Obvious edits.
That is so clean.
No, it's not.
Let's hear it.
Hey.
All right, there's edit one.
There's a place called Kyoto Bowl over there. It's one of those bowls.
Doggone place?
Okay, that's an edit.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
There's another edit right there.
Let's go.
Hear how clean that was?
No, you know why it's not an edit? Because I can hear everything in context in order of what Jim Rome was saying in
the background.
Yeah.
You know what?
Donnie Barrett edits. He's a pretty good editor.
Will you guys ever admit you're wrong?
Yeah, when I'm wrong.
But we're not wrong about this.
I admit it all the time. We're not wrong about this.
You're to blame. This was your choice.
No. This was yours.
You're to blame.
And who discovered Kyoto Bowl? Columbus discovered America. Who discovered Kyoto Bowl?
The snake. I've already seen him taking a crap today.
The stinking cobra.
And you know what's even funnier about this? It's not like Kyoto Bowl was on an island by itself. It was a half a step from Del Taco, from on the border. You could have walked on the border. There was a Subway there. You guys had a myriad of choices of places to eat.
We're team players.
And you just fought through
Kyoto. Yeah, I thought it'd be nice for us to have lunch as a group. A little bonding. Yeah.
That's what we do. And see, you guys both go into it with such a bad attitude. It didn't matter if the greatest chef in the world was there. You would have hated it.
I was more than willing, and I gave it a shot.
No, both of you walk in there. This is going to suck. It's going to suck. I gave it a shot,
and it was bad.
Emerald could have come out and cut the tails off their shrimp, and they would have found something
surprised.
To bitch about.
Mine was great.
Mine was awful.
Are too picky.
Mine was awful. The world would be a better place if there were more picky.
It would. You with your plastic forks and your rude-ass attitude towards everybody at restaurants.
I didn't have a rude attitude.
86, any and all 86s. That's the way you treat people. It's
awful.
Why do you do that?
Try not to be so much like Gordon.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, why
are you so mean to food service people?
I'm not mean to them. I'm never mean to them.
You know what? We were the only two people that didn't eat loogies today.
Yeah, because you guys
were
so rude.
That's why your order took so
long.
You know what?
A loogie would have been an improvement on mine.
Hey, that's why your food took so long, because that girl had to go work up a steamer to put your
Kyoto bowl. That would have been an improvement, boy. You know what? If you have a restaurant and you can't afford to serve regular dinnerware and silverware, then don't have it.
I want you, for once, to go to a restaurant, and instead of saying... And instead of saying, I'll have a chicken sandwich, with the fries or whatever. Okay, that's great. I'll be the waitress. And then you go every single time with the following modifications. Why don't you just say, but I don't want any of this.
I don't believe
86, any and all. Every time. Why can't you just say, you know what, I'll have a chicken sandwich, I don't want any mayo, and I don't want any tomatoes.
Yeah, no mayo, no tomatoes.
Just trying to put it in vernacular, they understand.
They don't understand without any tomatoes or mayonnaise.
They understand 86.
86.
Any and all.
And you know what, we've been to Italian food restaurants before. The guy is from Italy, waiting tables. 86 any and all Parmesan cheese.
And I've never seen anybody stumped.
Last year, the guy was like looking at you, and you're like, 86.
We had to translate into English for him.
Well, then if he can't speak English, get back to Italy.
Wow.
86 is not English.
The hammer.
We gotta go.
Oh, we're a little bit late. 86 is not English?
No.
I believe them sure not Spanish.
That's a perfectly fine English number.
No.
Which is understood universally in the restaurant business.
You're just mean.
I'm not mean.
Hey, Grego, a guy who's in the service industry for so long.
I wasn't mean to anybody. I wasn't mean to them.
I wasn't mean to them either.
I never said a word to them.
Hey, I'm not the one here people hate. People hate you, not me.
I'm not talking about the listener. I'm talking about humans in general.
Well, I'm talking about humans in general, too. They hate you, not me.
Oh, dear.
I'm still there. See, edited. Lifted it right up.
Right. Total obvious edit.
All right. So that's our experience at Kyoto Bowl. That is still on you.
Whatever. You agreed to it.
The Little Mavericks had a pretty Kyoto Bowl night of their own in the city of Brotherly Shove last night. We'll get into that next here on the Hardline.